Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time, this short time. We're absolutely grateful for everything. We're grateful especially for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. I lift up those listening that you'll meet their needs. If they have a major need, Jesus, you can meet it. We believe that you can meet it. Amen. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God through his Son Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing? That's why every person was born on the earth. We can say that definitively. The chief end of man, the supreme end of man, is to know him, just to know God. If someone can just do that, they receive eternal life, and when they leave the earth, they'll spend eternity in heaven. Amen. I mean, eternal life is knowing him, the only true God. Jesus offers this to every person on the earth. God the Father offers this to every person. Everything Jesus does is exactly what the Father does and is doing. It's a fascinating revelation. It's an eternal revelation. I mean, people in heaven, someone described once in heaven that they saw, you know, God the Father on the throne, the highest throne, his glory so strong that anyone near the throne falls on their face in just awe because of the weight of the glory. That's a scripture. Paul coined that term, the weight of glory. Doxa, I think, is the word there for weight. But and this man, this human, saw Jesus going to the Father and then back. You know, and just remember Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And yet he said, the Father's greater than I. So this man in heaven saw this glorious scene of Jesus going and fellowship, you know, being with his Father, and then Jesus would go out into heaven and visit with the saints, with the people in heaven. You know, people that hear this often, even Christians, would say, oh, this is over-spiritualizing things. And, well, whatever someone's response is, you know, again, what I'm about to say, I want to say it in love, but it what I'm about to say is in and of itself an eternal revelation. Someone's response is up to them. Someone's response to the gospel, salvation, God's offer of salvation, it's up to the person. God will not make someone do anything. Won't make someone receive him. He won't. I mean, it that God has given man a soul made in his image and given man choice. This is a glorious truth. I mean, when we meet the Holy Spirit, glory to God. He's God Almighty. And now it's we cannot even put into words what happens. We now begin an eternal journey of knowing the only true God. And the final destination is fellowship with him. I just want to say it just clearly, as clear as day. Jesus said, nothing that's hidden will come, things that are hidden will come to light. You know, what you've heard whispered in the ear, shout it from the rooftops. Man was born to fellowship with God. He's the most glorious, wonderful being in the universe. And it's a real tragedy that, and I emphasize this, most of the world would never, even if they heard this, they would just say, that's ridiculous. That's That's like a fairy tale, a fable. That's wishful thinking. It's over-spiritualizing things. It's their response is up to them. I say this to myself. My response to the gospel is up to me today. You know, how I deal with people is up to me. I am repenting over how I deal with people, and you know, we must forgive. You know, we must have. Well, here's an example too. You know, when we don't forgive, we grieve the Holy Spirit. When we have unbelief, we grieve Him. When we do our other things that instead of seeking Him and learning from Him, and remember, He's Jesus. It's all Jesus. The God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one God. So when we know Jesus, we know the Father. When we know, when we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Spirit of the Father. If I'm not, you know, pursuing Jesus and seeking Him and learning from Him, you know, if I'm doing other things, well, that grieves the Holy Spirit too. We're ignoring Him. A great woman of God said our greatest sin is if we ignore the Holy Spirit. And I mentioned the scene in heaven that's so wonderful, the throne of God, and because, you know, I was just wanting to shed some light, you know, just to about how Jesus Christ is literally the exact representation of God's nature, and everything Jesus does is what the Father does. You know, it's you know, Jesus saves and heals and so much more. You know, He delivers, He redeems, He sets free, He gives, He forgives, it just goes on and on, the things that Jesus does. He intercedes even now. Well, Jesus doing these things, that's the Father doing them. The Father saves and heals, amen, and redeems and all these wonderful things. He blesses, but He's given all of things to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, all things have been delivered. The word there is also entrusted to me. All things that the Father has are mine. All things have been delivered and entrusted to me, Jesus said. Why? Because God loves the world. He wants to save people. He wants to heal. He's always blessing. He's always giving. It is fascinating to look at the natural world, and it reveals spiritual truth. I mean, just for example, God's always giving these things in the natural, isn't He? The sun, air, food, water, you know, it goes on and on. He's always giving these things. Now, we understand there's suffering. We understand that. It's hard living on the earth. With food, we have to go get food. I mean, there's a real revelation there that He's always giving. I mean, it's so simple. It's almost like the sunlight all around us is literally a symbol and a type of God's presence. The sun, the S-U-N in the natural, is always, well, you know, during the day, is giving light to every person. They don't even have to choose to receive it. They just automatically receive from the S-U-N light and life. It keeps them alive, doesn't it? We can see because of the sun. Well, in the spiritual, same thing. Jesus is the light of the world. He's always giving his presence and his glory to every person. But the spiritual realm is a much higher level, and a person has to choose to receive him. That's the difference between the natural. In the natural, you could almost say, I mean, God is so giving, he's giving these things to everyone, no matter who they are, whether they believe in him or not. He gives them their life and sustains them and gives them breath and keeps their body going and gives them all these things, every good thing. I mean, to think about that, every good thing that every person has ever received comes from the Father and from his Son, Jesus Christ. It's amazing. But that's in the natural, which is very simple. It's very clear, right? It's very... As I say these things, someone may be saying, well, this is so simple. I mean, this is like kindergarten stuff. But it all reveals deep spiritual truth that's so deep, it's too wonderful for us to understand. God is giving his presence and his glory. He's literally giving there is the key. He's not just offering it. He's not just saying, okay, my presence is far away in heaven and you have to spend 80 years on the earth seeking me and fasting and trying to do everything just right to get my presence. No, he's giving his presence and glory to every person right now on the earth. Every person. Literally, God himself, his presence, his glory, which is so wonderful, cannot be put into human words. He's giving that to every person. And all they have to do is say, yes, I receive you. And if they're not saved, they can get saved instantly. Same truth applies to believers. If a believer's known him for a long time, well, they can say today, oh, I receive this presence and glory, and I'm going to seek him even though I don't feel anything. I'm going to seek him. And that's the spiritual realm. That's what I'll finish up with that. That's the spiritual realm is a higher level. It's a more refined. It's a level of the faith realm. God's a God of faith. And that's Jesus' second most frequent topic. We now, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And that's where we move into learning about faith. And the Holy Spirit gives faith. He's the Spirit of faith. He gives everything. We don't have to work up our faith. He gives us, we just go directly to him, to Jesus Christ, and he gives us himself, amen. And contained within him is everything we could ever need. His love, his faith, his hope, his peace, his joy. He gives eternal life. He gives eternal purpose. We now have a reason to live every day. It's glory to God forever.